From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hi there, Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes. In a few minutes we'll turn to Mark's Gospel chapter 4. First, here's a beautiful hymn.
Jesus reigns wherever the sun, the peace of death is journeyed from. His kingdom spread from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more.
Reading this afternoon from Mark chapter 4, we're reading from the verse 5. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. We're continuing our reading of the verse 16, where we have the interpretation given by Christ Himself. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. May the Lord bless the reading of His word to our hearts. For the past 2 weeks we have been thinking about the parable of the sower. This is a most important parable because it is found 3 times in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark and Luke all record this lesson. This parable is most valuable because we not only have the illustration, but we have the interpretation given by Christ Himself. We look firstly at the sower. Who represents the preaching of the gospel? The seed itself is the gospel which is presented when Christ is taught to men and women. Last time we thought about the wayside. And the wayside was the first piece of ground into which the seed fell. And this represents the heart of a man or woman who hears the word of God and just turns away from it, just rejects it, pays little heed to it. The wayside represents the hard heart, which is untouched and unmoved by the gospel of grace. Today we're going to think about the seed that fell upon the stony ground. Now whenever we think of stony ground, we think of ground that's littered in rocks and boulders. Luke's account, however, gives us a tremendous insight into this stony ground into which the seed fell. Luke simply describes the seed as falling upon a rock. Now that makes sense. You have a picture of a sower going out to sow, and on this patch of ground where he's sowing, there is a rock covered with a shallow amount of soil. The seed goes into the soil, it germinates. It develops for a little time, but the water that falls upon this seed to irrigate it, it just runs off the rock. There's no depth of ground to absorb the moisture. Therefore, the seed cannot grow and it becomes scorched by the sun. This is what the Lord is talking about here. And this type of seed that falls upon the rock, it has certain lessons to teach us about a certain class of people who hear the gospel and who eventually reject it. The first thing I want you to think about in regard to the people who are represented by the seed that falls upon the rock is that they have a form of godliness. The stony-hearted Christian does not shrug off the gospel immediately. In fact, he is an individual who receives it, and who receives it with joy and with happiness. This is what Christ says here in Mark chapter 4. He says that this type of person hears the word of God, hears the gospel, receives it with gladness and says, isn't that a wonderful message? I want to become a Christian. And the person does, for a time, profess Christianity. They have a form of godliness. And yet the form of godliness does not last. It's only temporary. It's only there for a little time. The Bible gives us examples of this kind of person. One example in the Old Testament is an individual by the name of Balaam. Balaam was a prophet. He professed to follow Jehovah. In fact, at one stage he made a wonderful statement. He said, let me die the death of the righteous and let my latter end be like his. And yet we know that Balaam died with the wicked. A New Testament example would be Simon the sorcerer. Whenever Philip came to Samaria preaching the gospel, Simon the sorcerer turned from his witchcraft. He followed the Lord. He seemed to become one of the Christians in Samaria. But yet we are told that Simon's heart was never truly changed. And in time, he showed that in his life. He had a form of godliness, but he didn't embrace real Christianity. Hebrews chapter 6 puts it very well. When Paul describes a class of people who once had the word and yet fell away from it, a people who were never truly saved, he said they tasted the word of God. They tasted, but they did not eat. The word never nourished them. They only tasted. And that's the way it is with many people. They have the form of godliness, the form of Christianity, but it's not real. It doesn't last. This is the type of person we're thinking of. The second thing I want you to notice about the people who are represented by the seed that falls upon the rock or the seed that falls into stony ground is that they face an irresistible affliction. The Lord says that this seed is growing. There's little shoots appearing above the shallow soil. But the sun arises and burns those little shoots, and because they have no moisture, they perish and they die. And the Saviour compared this sun beating upon the tender shoots as being like persecution. And here he is describing a person who embraces Christianity, a person who seems to follow Jesus, but they are persecuted for their faith. And in the midst of their persecution, they turn their back on Christianity. They don't have a real experience of Christ, you see. Therefore, they turn from him quite easily in the moment of trial. It is a fact that every Christian faces trials in this world, and trials are a test of our faith. They test the genuine nature of our faith. Believers face trouble as well as unbelievers. But when the Christian faces his dilemmas, when the Christian faces his tragedies, when the Christian faces his illnesses, he must bear forth a good testimony for Jesus Christ. And if his faith is not real, he will turn away from Jesus. Job is a classic example of a man who faced trials, and whenever he lost everything, including his family, he said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And even when his wife told him to curse God and die, Job did not charge God foolishly. He maintained a solid faith despite his troubles. That's real Christianity. But the person who tastes Christ but does not fully embrace Christ, that person rejects the Lord in the hour of difficulty. Thirdly and finally, I want to talk to you about the disastrous conclusion as we have it in this parable. The seed planted in the stony ground ended in a state of withering decay. It did not bring forth fruit. And that was it in a nutshell. It did not profit the farmer. There was no harvest. There was no fruit. And that's how it is with those who do not take Christ as their Saviour. Oh, they may profess the Lord for a little time. They may have all the trappings of Christianity for a time. They may go to church, carry their Bibles, and they may even go to prayer meetings. They may take communion. They may do all these things. But yet, they turn away from the Christ they profess. They do not show forth the fruit. People do not see the beauty and the loveliness of the Saviour in their lives. There's no fruit. It is an interesting observation, but in Luke chapter 4, verse 6, the Saviour gives additional information that one of the defects of the crop grown from the stony ground was that it lacked moisture. And this, of course, is obvious. The seed fell upon this shallow portion of soil that was scattered thinly over a rock, and therefore there was no ground to absorb the water. The water just ran off the rock, and because there was no moisture, the seed could not grow. Now, water in the scripture is always a type of the Holy Spirit. And the difference between a person who professes Christ but is not saved and one who professes Christ and is saved is the Holy Spirit. One person has the Spirit and one hasn't. It's only the Spirit, you know, can turn a sinner into a real child of God. If we have not the Holy Spirit, we do not belong to the Lord. If the Holy Spirit has never wrought a saving change in our hearts, we're not saved. Have you received the Spirit of God? Are you born again? Has the change taken place in your life? Have you been able to face life's trials with faith in God? The faith may have been small at times. It may have wilted a little, but yet the faith was there. Perhaps in the hour of trial, you actually turned away from Christ. Why would God do that to me? That's not how it should be. Have you got the Holy Spirit? Even though you may have professed Christ in the past, and you know in your heart that there was nothing real about it, it can be real now. Your past failure does not mean that God will fail you now. Turn to Him. Embrace the message of Christ. He came for the ungodly. He came for the careless. He came for the indifferent. He came for the hypocrite. He came for all types of sinners. He can save you. Even though in the past the seed may have been in the stony ground, today it may be falling in good ground. Will you not embrace Christ? Oh, I do pray that you will. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.